and my life is a wreck. And I finally, I met a guy, I was drinking, and I met a guy, and I was just like getting so out of it, and he gave me some black mollies. He said, take these, it'll help you. And I took them. 15 minutes later, nothing happened. I took some more. Yeah, you know, I thought, well, I've got a real high tolerance to them, so I had a few more, and then I was awake. And I just want to go out and talk to people, you know. And this became my favorite thing to do. I like to do amphetamines and drink whiskey. You know, amphetamines keep you awake. I want to go out and just make friends, you know. And it makes you really, really weird, you know. I mean, I'm sitting in the house one night drinking whiskey and doing that and thinking we're being watched. So I go outside, I snuck around, got in the bushes, stayed there for hours trying to see who it was that was watching us. And I had an epiphany, it was me. So I'm, you know, and I did all of the psychedelics and things, you know. I mean, I grew up in the 60s. If, you know, if they had it, I did it, you know. But alcohol did something for me. Everybody else would panic. When drugs would all go away, they'd all, like, freak out. I don't know why. There's plenty of wine. You know, I'm having a good time. I'll do that, too. But this is what I do. Alcohol would do for me. It would get me there instantly. Anyway, I hung out there, and I finally had to leave and go back to Texas. I tried to work for my dad. My dad owned a big electrical company, and I tried to work for him for a while, but I was so explosive and advanced in my disease that in a matter of weeks, he fired me, and I'm hanging out over the bar, and I just, you know, hanging out with the barmaids and, you know, living life. And I don't really know what to do with myself, and some guys came in. These guys would only come out at night. But they had guns and good-looking girlfriends and money and people I thought respected them. They feared them is what they did. But these guys were big and tough, and they dressed nice. And what they were doing is they were stealing out of the oil field. They were stealing mercury out of gauges and oil field equipment and selling it and making lots of money. And they needed some help, and I interviewed for the job. And I got it, and pretty soon I'm running with these guys, and I have a gun, and I have a girlfriend. Now, she's not all there, but you couldn't tell it by looking at her. And I got a gun, and I drink Crown Royal, and, you know, keep my gun in my little sock, and I'm just, you know, I'm ripping and running, and I think, well, I finally found out what I am. I'm a gangster. And I'm really kind of liking my life, and I think people respect me now. And it was going great, and then the Texas Rangers came, and we were all arrested, and I got, because I'd not been in any trouble of that sort in Texas, I got a probated sentence. And they said, all you have to do is meet the terms of your probation, which is don't drink, don't hang out with those kind of people, hold down a job, and, you know, this will all just go away. It'll just be a tough lesson, and I wanted to do that very much. So I did that for 3 weeks. I pumped gas back when they used to do full service, you know, check your oil, everything. I did that right across the street from my bar. And I would pump gas and wash windshields and just not drink one day at a time. And finally, after about 3 weeks, I was pumping gas. And I had the nozzle in his car, and it didn't have those quick releases on them, you know. I just had it going. And I looked in there, and I thought, that guy's an idiot. He can get out, and he's lazy. He can pump his own gas. I'm thirsty. I went inside. I got a draw, and I went across the street, and I had a drink. I came to. It was 300 miles away in Dallas, Texas. Well, I knew I was in trouble. So I hooked up with some more guys that were just like that in Dallas. And we started doing things that got us in the newspapers and then humiliated my family. And my dad doesn't know what to do. I mean, my dad is like this salt of the earth guy. He's hardworking, focused, good man, takes care of his family. I got two younger brothers who used to adore me when I was younger, before all of this set in. I protected them and carried them around with me, and they, you know, I was their protector. And now they're frightened of me. and my mom is just